Good afternoon, TLDSB. This is Ms. Pellerin reporting back to you with my awesome group of grade eights. We are here to try another podcast. Thank you for all your positive feedback. Today, in this segment, we're going to be discussing what the role of the student and teacher is in a 21st century classroom. So first up, I'm going to interview Jasmine, and I'm going to ask Jazz, what, from your perspective, is the role of a student in a classroom today?
To meet the teacher in the middle.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Like to communicate and for like the teacher not to like teach you, to coach you.
Excellent, thank you. To be a coach for you, I like that. Lauren, what's from your perspective the role of the student?
So I think we should be working with the teacher instead of the teacher just telling us what to do. And we shouldn't be doing things for the teacher. We should be working with her or him.
I like that, working with the teacher, not for the teacher. That's really key, and I hope you feel that. Kevin, can you tell me, from your perspective, what is the student's role in our classroom?
A student's role is to share your ideas and step outside of your comfort zone.
Why do you think it's important that students step outside of their comfort zone?
So you go more outgoing in high school.
Oh, so that you feel a little bit more outgoing. Excellent. Okay, I think we should shift. Andy, we're going to start talking about the teacher. What do you see my role or your teacher's role as in your classroom today?
To make us laugh and make us happy when we're at school instead of most kids being upset.
And so you want to feel good.
Yes, and also helping us with showing us what to do when we get older.
Oh, so helping you.
Yes.
In what we call that, like, your pathway, helping you see what you can do.
Yeah, and helping and getting us ready for high school.
Excellent. Riley, I'm going to ask you, that teacher role, what's from your perspective is my job here in the classroom?
Your job is to find a way to teach us that ways that we understand.
In a way that you understand, for sure. Can you give me an example, maybe?
If we aren't understanding a question in a certain way, try and change it.
Excellent. So make sure that everyone can approach the learning from a different spot. Kate, are you okay to talk to me a little bit about what you think the role of a teacher is in a 21st century classroom?
To encourage us to step out of our comfort zone, not only in the classroom, but outside the classroom.
Okay. What do you mean by outside of the classroom?
So, like, let's say if you want to, like, be a volunteer for a certain job, you can go out and volunteer for different ones and see if you like it.
So, in your mind, we need to work together to make sure that you can see the learning out in the community.
Yeah.
And actually take part in that, for sure. And Bronwyn, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, I think, like, you as a teacher, just any teacher in general, should help us find our own path and not just put us on a path that we won't understand.
Excellent. So for you, what would be a path? What's your passion, I guess?
I'm not really sure yet. Still.
So do you think it's my role to help you find that passion and that path?
Yes.
Excellent. Mike,
yes.
Why don't you pipe in? What's your perspective on our conversation here today? What do you think the role of the... Do you think it's changed, the student and the teacher role?
Yeah.
How so?
Well, the student coming to school in the 21st century, it's not the same. Because back when you guys were in school, you would go to school and you would get taught. And you would have to sit down and take in everything that they're saying. Just think of it as a coach, the to help you.
Is that today?
Yeah.
Okay. What's it like today?
Today it's like a coach. They're there to coach you through the hard times and then help you make the easier things harder and push your limits.
Excellent. Okay, and oh, thank you, Mike. That was great. So today's segment has been a little bit about defining the student and teacher role. We used to see teacher and student as kind of two different positions. Is there anyone that wants to share for me maybe... We've been having some conversations about how that might be changing. Kate?
Because not only the teacher is teaching the student, but the student is teaching the teacher.
Excellent. And I'm hoping that this year together, I can learn a lot from you and also that you can learn a lot from us. So let's have a celebration for our second podcast. TLDSB, thank you so much for joining us in the Learning Studio today.